My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're going to get to the Royals here coming up in a bit. Let me give you a little bit of breaking news. Aaron Ladd scheduled to join us here coming up in about 15 minutes. From Mike Garofalo of NFL, Trent Williams is in the fold for the Niners. He has signed a new deal, $48 million fully guaranteed at signing. He gets a $25 million signing bonus. Imagine this. You just decide to not participate in any of the offseason things. And in order for you to come back, they got to sign you a $25 million check. They do that. This now means that San Francisco has guaranteed Trent Williams $103 million since joining the team in 2021. He is now on track to earn $250 million in his career. So congratulations to Trent Williams. He just got paid. I also just saw this as well. Chiefsaholic. He is going to be sentenced on Thursday in a Kansas City federal courtroom. His attorneys are asking for a 10-year sentence. The prosecutors are recommending a 20-year sentence for Chiefsaholic. Bruh, if you don't believe in the football gods, tell me how Chiefsaholic is going to be sentenced on Thursday right before the Chiefs season. I'd be in court telling them, hey, man, y'all got to wrap this up, man. Kickoff in about 3 hours, man. Let's go ahead and get this. I know I'm going back to jail. Rob, do you know if he gets any time served? I mean, he was in there for a while. I mean, his attorneys want 10. The prosecutors want 20. Let's say they split the difference at 15. How long you think Chiefsaholic is actually in prison?
I mean, it's really hard to know with the way the current legal system is set up. I would say probably closer to 15 years than not.
Somebody on the text line says, do you have any news on Ja'Marr Chase? No, there's no news on Ja'Marr Chase. I don't think Ja'Marr Chase is playing this week. I think if Ja'Marr Chase was playing, we would know by now. Trent Williams, it was not surprising. Right when Labor Day was over, his brother tweets a picture of him landing in San Francisco on a private plane. This was the plan from the beginning. I'm going to miss all of the offseason stuff. I'm going to put the pressure on you. And right when everybody starts going to practice, I'm going to show up. Ja'Marr Chase has still not practiced, still hasn't participated in anything. I don't think he plays this week. I think what happens with Ja'Marr Chase is exactly what happened last year with Chris Jones. I don't think he plays in week one. I think he comes back for week two against Kansas City. That's how I think this plays itself out. We will see. Coming up in a bit, we're going to be joined in studio by Aaron Ladd. All right, Rob, let's talk about this because we have turned into the attendance show in Kansas City about the Royals. We don't have to spend too much time talking about this, but I do want to talk about it. How many people did you say went to the game yesterday? They had a good crowd yesterday. It was Labor Day, 3 o'clock. Everybody is off work. They're playing a good team. It makes sense to me why so many people were at the game yesterday. What was the attendance yesterday?
I saw it at over 30,000. Let me get you the official number because I definitely had 30,000 at the ballpark yesterday for a Monday afternoon, albeit a holiday. The exact number was 30,200.
The Chiefs are bottom five in attendance. Just to give you guys a ballpark range, these are the teams that have worse attendance on an average than the Royals do. Chicago, Tampa Bay, Miami, and Oakland. So Kansas City right now is 26. They get a little more than 20,000 people out there. I'm not saying that the Chiefs, or excuse me, that the Royals need to go out there and have 40,000 people for the playoff push. I'm not saying that. But I feel very confident in saying this. Every fan base in baseball would have at least 20,000 people out there when you look at the circumstances for today's game. The Royals, I know they've struggled of late and they have lost their last six games. They're still 4.5 games up in the wild card race. They're still playing the team that is directly ahead of them in their division. Now, I know it doesn't feel that way, but the Royals still have a chance of winning this division, especially if they can win these next two games. If the Royals win these next two games, you are 2.5 games back of Cleveland. That is, you can overcome that in theory. There's no reason for them to have 16,000 people out there today. Again, I'm not saying that it needs to be 40,000 people, sell out, opening day kind of energy. But even mid-market majors, the way that Kansas City is, Milwaukee is out there today. Detroit is out there today, given the circumstances. If they get 16,000 people out there, that's embarrassing. Especially for a market that prides themselves on being one of the great sports cities in the country. You can't be one of the best sports cities in the country and get 13,000 people out there today. Every city in the country has school today. Everybody has to work tomorrow. It's Tuesday. We know. You don't get 15,000 in the middle of a playoff push because it's a Tuesday. No. They got to have 21, 22,000 out there. It's got to be something. It's got to be something. I will be extremely disappointed. I'm going out there today. You're like, oh, Carrington, what? I'm going to the game today. And I'm going to a game this weekend against the Twins. There ain't no reason to get 16, 17,000 people out there. That's embarrassing.
I mean, we have talked about it a lot this season. And it feels like Royals fans have bent over backwards to create excuses why they can't go to the game. Remember when it was graduation weekend and they couldn't go to games? Every other city in the country had graduation. I didn't see Baltimore, Cleveland, Minnesota having attendance issues that week. Whatever. I let it go. I'm not going to come down hard on fans. Then there was school earlier this year. No one can go to games when there's school happening. It seems like Royals fans are going out of their way to explain why they can't get to games. And I'm seeing the text line, and you're seeing the text line right now, Carrington. Well, the Chiefs play on Thursday, and Chiefs games are expensive, so I can't go to the Royals games.
All these Royals other cities have football teams.
They're just creating roadblocks to not go, and I don't understand it. Yes, the Royals are probably not going to win the World Series, but they have earned you to spend the $12 to get into the stadium tonight to watch them play the Guardians. And the fact that we just create roadblocks, like we can't overcome them to go to a Royals game, it's just astonishing
I guess I'm confused. Cleveland has a football team, right? They have a home game this weekend against the Cowboys. We're saying if Cleveland was at home today if this game was in Cleveland, they would get 17,000 people out there. Arizona has a football team, right? Like, which one of these cities that have baseball teams don't also have football teams? Not every team plays on Thursday. There's no reason to draw what the White Sox are drawing right now, given the scenario of this game, or what Tampa Bay is drawing right now. These cities have quit on baseball. The White Sox have quit. Miami has quit. Tampa Bay has quit. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. Somebody's got to go to the game today. Everybody ain't got to go to the game. Somebody's got to go to the game today. I know Aaron's not going. This isn't one of those Instagrammable games. He's got to go when it's Friday night, fireworks. It's got to be a whole vibe. It ain't no vibe. You know what you're going out there to do? Just watch baseball. It's Tuesday. That ain't Aaron Ladd's kind of game, man. Aaron, you can step up to the mic. I want you to defend yourself real quick. There's no chance you're going to the game today.
Who's the bobblehead?
See what I mean? It's got to be a T-shirt or
is
something.
Is it bucket hat day or something like that?
Yeah, that's what it's got to do.
The baseball's not doing it for you. Did you see the lineup they're trotting out today? You want me to go to that game?
I'm going.
With Tommy Pham batting leadoff?
I'm going to be there.
Michael Massey in the DH spot?
That's crazy. I told you, it ain't hype enough. You can't get no clout off going to the game today, so you're not going. It's got to be Shaq there or Mahomes bobblehead to get you out to the game today.
I mean, I always told you all along, like, They're a wild card team.
Yeah, I can live with that.
It just
I'm very happy if that's what they are.
It feels worse now. You know, it's like when you
they go. They got right there. They got close.
When you go to the casino and you were up 200 and you leave with 80 bucks, you're like, you know, you still won. You still left with plus money, but you were flying high for a minute.
No, you were flying.
The Royals were flying high for a minute.
No,
you know?
Were flying high. No, I agree.
Fans were confident. People were talking about them winning the division again.
I agree.
And then in the span of one play, everything changed.
No, it was not good. It was not good. I mean, I would say it happened before then. I mean, it's been bad since they lost that last game of the Guardians.
No, they were the best team in the American League since the break for like 20 games.
No, they were. And then it fell apart. It completely fell apart.
Did they get the? They stopped the bleeding today?
I just wanted to make the postseason at this point.
That's a no. Yes.
I will say that.
Look out, Brad G. PR's coming.
It definitely feels like this. I will say this, and Speck said this earlier, and I can tell you by the way the text line is, if this team gets swept by Cleveland, y'all are out. It doesn't even matter if they're still up in the wild card race. Like, they could lose and still be 3.5 games up in the wild card race. Y'all are done with this team if they lose 2 more games in a row to Cleveland.
Were people kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop?
They only do that with the Royals, man. I don't know what it is. I've lived here my whole life. I don't know what it is that the can't wait to drop the Royals. Oh, it's football season. Like, can't watch both at the same time?
Because with the Chiefs, it's like, oh, no, we're good. Down 14, we're good. Yeah, 17, 21, doesn't matter. Oh, we're good. We got 15 back there. He'll figure it out. With the Royals, it was like 85 games where it was like, still not sure if I'm going to go out to the game today.
How many people do you think they get tonight?
You said they had 30 yesterday?
Yeah, 30. That was Labor Day.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, they're not getting tonight. It's not Labor Day. What are they getting today?
I'll cut it in half.
I got them at 21-6.
Oof.
You think 21? You think 21 is too high for the first and second place team and two playoff teams playing each other?
Who's pitching?
Singer. Singer and Dollar Hot Dogs today.
Oh, it's Buck Knight.
Yeah.
You said 21. I'll go 18-420.
Okay. All right. We got you on the record here.
Sure.
Let's take a break here. We'll talk a little baseball with Aaron Ladd. We'll talk a little football here.
Love it.
You cheer for Georgia. They look like the best team in the country.
Wait a minute.
Again.
I don't cheer for Georgia. I'm a Tiger. I was in Columbia on Thursday.
Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He thinks he's internet famous.
Smoking on the Joe Barrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to the Super Bowl?
It feels great.
But you have no idea who he is. It's Aaron Ladd, and he joins The Drive with CDOT.
Aaron Ladd is here. Sports director at KSHB
41
News.
You gotta stop doing that. So you're gonna get me in trouble. You're gonna get me in trouble with that.
What do you want me to call you?
I'm sports anchor, weekend sports anchor.
Okay. Sports czar over at KSHB 41 News. Aaron Ladd is here. Aaron Ladd, how you doing today? You told me I have a list. Where would you like to start? I know where I would like to start.
Not important where you want to start.
Where's your panic meter at with the Royals right now? On a scale from one, not bothered at all, unbothered. You know how somebody who can just sleep through anything? I mean, there could be the loudest thunderstorm you'd ever heard. They just sleep like a baby through it. So that level of unbothered to 10, code red panic. They're not winning another game the rest of the season. The whole year was for naught. Where is your panic meter right now with the Royals?
I'm at like a 4 or 5. And we've talked about the Royals' moves, and they added 3 more players, and the Robbie Grossman, Yuli Gurriel, and I'm missing the other guy, Tommy Pham, kind of ahead of this. And as this happened with Vinny Pasquantino's thumb, it honestly makes me appreciate that they didn't mortgage their future in the process of this. We were saying at the trade deadline, they needed to get more players in the bullpen. They need to get more arms, more high leverage arms, the Lucas Ursegs of the world, and guys who could come in and give them, was it Hunter Harvey? I know he's been banged up. The moves that they made, J.J. Piccolo in the front office in that process, they weren't mortgaging the future moves. It was moves that these are guys that can help us this year, but also they can help us in a few years. And now when we look back, knowing what we know now about Vinny Pasquantino and how the team has performed in the last 6 games, it makes me appreciate that, yes, the moves they made helped this year's team, but they could also help teams for years to come. Obviously, I'm concerned about their future this year. It feels like the ceiling is wild card round. Maybe you get out of that round.
You just say that whenever you say their ceiling is a wild card, maybe this is just the difference of where I grew up and where you grew up.
Is that a successful season?
Do you know how many times the Royals have made the postseason since I've been alive? And you call me old all the time. You know how many times they've made the postseason since I've been alive?
How many?
2 times. They made the postseason 2 times. So you saying, oh, they're a wild card team. Great. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, but you don't hang banners for wild card runs. You don't say, hey, Dot, remember back in 2024 when they made the wild card round and won one? You know, remember how exciting? Like,
yeah, that would be incredible. That would be like if I'm just trying to think of that'd be like if you were Rutgers. And now at Rutgers, you're unhappy with you won 8 college football games. Like, do you guys know who you are? You're Rutgers. You need to celebrate 8 wins.
It's a building block. It's a foundation. Of course, it's huge compared to where you came from last year. Like, you needed somewhere to go from last season to say we are moving in the right direction. We have a foundation to winning. We have a path to a championship. The Royals in one season, CDOT, created a path to winning a World Series. It won't happen this year. But the fact of the matter is there is a legitimate path to it. A healthy Vinny Pasquantino paired with a healthy Bobby Witt Jr. with Salvi at the end of his career and some of the pieces that they have in the pen mixed with their starters, they can win a championship if things shake out. Things aren't shaking out right now, and it doesn't look like they're going to shake out this year, but you're not going to look back and say, man, 2024, that was really special what they did. because it's just going to be seen as one of the years where they started to figure it out.
I don't think that people have really looked at Boston's schedule, and I get it, right? Like, you're only focused with your baseball team. It's different than the other sports. Boston, at this point, you are what you are. You can have your issues about the Royals. The Royals have been an over 500 team from start to finish.
Yes.
Boston is two games over 500, and we've played 138 baseball games. What reason do I have to believe that Boston now is going to get red hot, win 10 of 12, and overtake the Royals to grab that last wild card spot? And if you look at their schedule, I mean, their schedule is just as difficult as the Royals. Now, they have the White Sox, and you should win two or three, possibly sweep that series. But, I mean, they have a stretch where they play Baltimore for three games, they play the Yankees for four games, and they have the Twins 4-3-2. So the same way that you got to fight and earn it down the stretch, the Red Sox have to do the exact same thing, and they just haven't shown me a level of consistency that would make you think that they're going to finish 10 games over 500 and pass you up in the wild card. So if we're saying for the division, let's go ahead and put the division conversation done. They're not winning the American League Central. That conversation
is over. How
many times
have you flip-flopped on that this year?
I mean, they literally just last a week ago. Now, I've been out on the division the whole time. A week ago, they had the lead in the seventh inning, and if they win that game, they are one game up in the division. They had a chance to win the division. But, all right, they lost it. I'm not worried about that anymore. Maintain this. You have a 4.5-game lead with less than 25 games to go in the season. If the Royals miss the playoffs, it will be one of the biggest collapses that we have ever seen in Kansas City. There's no, especially this team. I just don't trust Boston to get red hot. Boston at most wins 84 games. At most, they win 84 games this year. The Royals should win. They should win more than 84 games this year.
I'm not worried about the Royals missing the playoffs.
Okay.
I just don't think they're playing their best baseball right now.
Of course. I mean, I think this is actually the worst they've been this season right now.
When you're talking about October and, you know, it's a completely different game. We've talked about that multiple times.
I think that's what's getting the Royals right now is the fact that it's different.
It's different. Impact innings, impact bases, 90 feet at a time. I think the Royals do a lot of the small ball stuff well. That's what played them so well successfully in 2014 and 2015 is the station-to-station baseball, putting balls in play, moving runners over. Like, that's what they did well during those runs. I just wonder if this group, this unit, this nucleus, this group that hasn't really – obviously, another thing I like about Piccolo's moves is that he's adding guys that have postseason experience – but there's not a lot of guys you look around in that locker room with the young nucleus that they want to build around for years to come that you can say they've played meaningful games at this time of year and even been healthy at this time of year. It's tough.
Rob, do you know right now that the Royals to make the division, they are minus 500? You can get that right now on FanDuel. They are minus 500. So Vegas just continues. Overwhelmingly, they are making the postseason. If you're one of those people that think that this thing is going to fall apart, it's 4-1. 4-1. It is plus 390 right now. You put in $20, your $20 will turn into $100 if you think they're missing the postseason.
They're making it.
I agree. I think they're making it too.
I'm in on that.
What chief stuff do you want? You got a list, you told me. We had to get we had to get a little bit of Royals in. I know that you're allergic to talking about the baseball team. I know you hate it. You'd rather talk about WNBA and Angel reshooting one of nine from the field. She got all the rebounds, though. Yeah, 8 of those missed shots. Yeah, you got your rebounds off missed layups.
That's hate. Let's talk Chiefs.
How's that hate? Have you watched her play basketball? She can't make layups. It doesn't make any sense to me.
The Chiefs this week are on KSHB 41. You're home of the Chiefs. You don't need rabbit ears. You don't need an exclusive login. You don't need streamies.
Sure there ain't no
any of that stuff. There's no political coverage on NBC this week.
I didn't
week.
Know if there was a debate or something. You know, y'all love kicking the Chiefs off.
When you turn to KSHB 41 starting at 4:00 on Thursday, September 5th, you will see our lead up to Chiefs versus Ravens. I think this is a really exciting game. I had some notes on Juju. Mahomes talking this week from the podium said something that was very interesting to me because we always talk about this wide receiver room. You and I went back and forth about Kadarius Toney last week as he visits Seattle today. Did you see that?
I did see he was going to visit the Seahawks.
How do you think that visit went?
I mean, Seattle's great. So, I mean, hopefully he had a great visit.
I bet he dropped the ball.
Mahomes on Juju. He just gets it. He just gets it. He knows how to be a pro. And he said that that's something that is valuable in that room. And that to me, you know, Mahomes doesn't really say much. He's PR as PR gets. He's an extension of Andy
Reid. You're going to tell us this was some dynamic quote of him just saying the most basic thing about a guy who's been in the league for 8 years.
But think about it. When you're thinking about the makeup of that room as it was currently constructed, Kadarius Toney, Justin Watson, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, like, these are a lot of young guys who don't really know how to be professional. I mean, it's clear Rashee Rice doesn't know how to be a professional yet based on his offseason. Xavier Worthy, it's his first year in the league. Justin Watson's in that room, but I don't know if he's necessarily the guy in that room that they're listening to. Juju comes in, and he's maybe not the vocal leader that you would expect him, like a Travis Kelce, to be, but they're following his lead, and there's somebody in that room that can say, hey, I've won a Super Bowl here. I know how Pat wants things done. Follow my lead. I got you. I thought that that was something that fell under the radar.
Yeah, I guess I've heard Mahomes talk enough where if you tell me the kind of player that they sign, I can tell you almost
the bite he's gonna
word
say.
For word what he is going to say about that individual. I like Juju. If we are talking about a very low risk, medium reward move, if you're expecting Juju to be the same player that he was in 2022, I think you're going into this with the wrong mindset. I think Juju's knees are shot. I don't think that Juju has too many more years left in the league. But if you're expecting him to come in here and be what Justin Watson was last year for this team, a reliable fourth and fifth option that on a third down, Mahomes trusts him to get him the ball down the field, that's great. And I think it's encouraging that just in a year, last year, that team would have needed Juju to be a number one wide receiver. That's not what this team needs him to be. You've got number one wide receivers. You've got options. Kelsey's healthy going into this season. Rashee Rice is more of a known product. You got a guy in Xavier Worthy. If anything, just be a guy that a couple of times the defense has to respond to where you are on the field. They're already so far ahead of where they were last year in that wide receiver room.
See, that quote to me even tells me that part of the move, part of bringing him back in on the vet minimum, having him in the room and what his value could be to KC this year is in that role. They need somebody to be a veteran in that room. They don't have that. Like, they need part of what he could bring to this unit, part of what could make them successful in that room is just him just being there. You know, if you take away the 350 yards on the field and he turns it and spreads that 350 yards across to the other guys in that room, that's another way you could measure success for him being in KC.
I understand why the line is where it is, where the Chiefs are only a 3-point favorite against the Ravens.
I didn't know that.
I got a lot of respect for Baltimore just as a team, as an organization.
It's a home game.
Basically. Yeah, basically. The Chiefs only have one player on the injury report right now, and that's Hollywood Brown. We have seen too many examples over the last 6 years. If the Chiefs are fully healthy, you're not beating that team. You need the Chiefs to be a little bit weakened in order for you to be able to beat them. And that's not what they are coming into this game. You remember right before last year, I mean, we should have saw the Lions game coming. And I think it was just the hype of everybody gets to be here for the Super Bowl. And we just didn't see it. Chris Jones, the uncertainty around him and him not playing. Travis Kelce had the knee injury. We found that out right before. All of the things kind of aligned itself for the Lions, a team that was even a little bit better. And there was a lot of hype coming into the season. The Lions were still probably a little bit better than people's highest expectation of what they could have been. It was the perfect storm for the upset in the first game. We know that the Chiefs are going to take the Ravens seriously. We know that these two teams know each other. And again, outside of Hollywood Brown, there is not a single player on this team that was a limited participant in practice. I just don't think you come into Kansas City and beat them under that scenario. Not this year's team.
We always talk about the Chiefs and we measure them against themselves, though, Dot. We say how long, or in my mind, I wonder how long will it take for the Chiefs to click offensively, defensively, how long until this unit, this group, this year's team, how long will it take them to figure out how they win football games? Last year's team just beat themselves a lot of the times. The turnovers, the drops, not being on the same page. You can see the frustration from Mahomes throughout the entire year. They're going to have to figure it out throughout this year as well. It's rare, especially for KC. I was talking with Nick Bolton in the locker room this week. What was it, Sunday? And they were embarrassed by last year. First and foremost, they don't like losing at Arrowhead. That's one of the things that they pride themselves on. I think 2 years ago, they ran the table through the AFC West. And I don't think they only lost maybe one home game or no home game. They don't like losing at home. And I wonder
at what point will this year's team figure out what they do best? Is it going to be an offensive team? Is it going to be a defensive team? What are the strengths of the team? We're kind of assuming a lot of things on paper, saying, okay, they're healthy and they have Patrick Mahomes, so you can go ahead and write them in for 12 wins. You know that's not how it works. Like,
it might work that way for the Chiefs. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. If this was Cincinnati, I'd feel that way. If this was Baltimore, I don't have any reason to believe that the Chiefs are going to win.
All it takes is what, a couple quarters to give you that reason, though?
I don't even need to see that. I've seen the Patrick Mahomes era. Like, this
you
is the
be
thing.
So, yo, come on, Dot.
How are
Dot,
the Chiefs?
They didn't play well for large portions of the regular season
last
year. And
they won 11 games last year. I don't disagree. You're not, what you're saying is true. They were .500 the second half of the season. Even in a down year, they won 11 games. The Chiefs are the Patriots. The Chiefs are the Colts. We saw a decade of Colts football that I knew every year going into it, they were going to at least win 10 games. A decade of Patriots football. That's what the Chiefs are. So I don't need the Jedi mind. Well, let's see how they look. I know how they're going to look.
You know they're going to win the division. And the same thing is true for those dynasties that you mentioned before. The
they
Patriots
got Harbaugh in the division
Colts,
now.
Like,
so I don't know. You might be kind of pushing it a little bit.
Really?
They got Harbaugh here.
Come on, Charger Dodge.
They finally, yeah.
Tuck it for one segment. Please.
Yeah, come on now.
You gotta bring it out.
I can't believe you was just going. You gonna disrespect Harbaugh and Herbert like that?
Absolutely. The Chiefs could sleepwalk through the AFC West. That doesn't worry me. Are they going to be playing their
you're
best football at the right time?
You're telling me you can sleepwalk in a division with Bo Nix. That's what you're going to sit here. That's what you're going to tell me. You're going to sleepwalk with Gardner Minshew?
Come on, Doc.
Come on now. You can't do that.
You can just go ahead. And, I mean, if I'm the Hunt family, I'm printing out the new AFC West. The new AFC West gear. You can just go ahead and put
I've
that
actually
out.
Been getting the calls from the Royals of, hey, you know, we want to make sure you get your postseason tickets. You're saying the Chiefs can go ahead and start that conversation
yep,
right now.
Ahead.
Just
yep.
Whoever your season ticket holder, guys, call you right now and see if you want to get your postseason ticket. We don't need to wait and play this season out. We're gonna host one game this year.
You know all these, like, ESPN and FS1, they all have, like, their football power index or football analytics, like, the Chiefs are like 70% favorites to make the playoffs this year. Like, I'm with you on that side of it.
The Chiefs are the only lock in the NFL. The Chiefs are the only team I am 100% certain are making the playoffs. I feel good about San Francisco. I feel good about Detroit. I really like Green Bay this year. I could certainly see a scenario in which Green Bay doesn't make the postseason. The only scenario I don't see the Chiefs making the postseason is significant injury over the course of the season. Kelsey tears his ACL week 3. He's out the rest of the season. Mahomes misses basically kind of what happened with Cincinnati last year, where just a lot of things go wrong.
They still almost made the playoffs, too.
Yeah, they won 9 games last year.
I have faith in that. But the Chiefs aren't measured on making the playoffs.
No, they're measured on
winning
championships.
And this is the difference between them and what's happening across the street. Across the street, we were talking about, oh, they're having a great year, 90 wins. Like, it'd be great to host a couple playoff games. On the other side, it's not about hosting playoff games. It's about hoisting Lombardis.
Aaron, I do want to get back to the Chiefs in a little bit. I'm being asked, how old are you? 26, 27? How old are you?
Why you put me on blast?
I'm just asking. I want to know how old you are. I'm going to bring this here full circle. That's why I'm one of the best in the business. I'm going to bring this in full circle.
I just turned 28. We have the same birthday.
When did you leave high school? Like, when did you graduate?
I turned 18 the day I moved into Mizzou.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been about 10 years.
Okay. I only bring that up because did you see the tight end for the University of Florida, Cam McCormick? So Cam McCormick, this is a true story. Did you see how old Cam McCormick is?
This is the 9th college football season.
9! Bro, you got to go get a job, dog. Come on now.
College football is a job now. Have you seen some of those NIL paychecks?
My brother, he graduated high school in the winter of 2015. He will have played under 4 different presidents, not like university presidents. I mean United States presidents. Bro, you got to go get a job, bro. J-O-B. How can you even enjoy college at 26?
He's in Miami. That's how you enjoy college at 26. He's a Miami Hurricane, by the way.
I'm just saying is if you're 26 years old and you've been doing this since the Obama administration, you still going to the club with your freshman teammates, bro? You still pulling up? You still pulling up for Thirsty Thursdays with the 19-year-old walk-ons? Bro, you sick.
I give him credit, though. Didn't he have, like, 4 season-ending injuries or, like, 3 in a row?
So this was the thing. So he enrolled at Oregon in January of 2016.
Okay.
So he redshirted that year. Makes sense. You're a true freshman. He played 13 games in 2017. He missed 18, 19, 20. He got hurt the 3rd game in 2021 and has played ever since. Bro, it's over. I'm all for giving student-athletes opportunities. Bro, you ain't a student no more. I know this, Cam McCormick. You better come out of Miami a doctor, bro. You better come out of Miami a brain surgeon.
He ain't coming out of Miami a doctor.
You've been in school for almost a decade.
That's happening at Arkansas. There's a guy from KC area. That's
what do you
playing.
Think his what do you think his major is? It's definitely like general studies.
At this point, he's on a graduate degree, right?
Sports management.
That's what they all do.
African American studies. Okay. That's a real popular football
major. What was
major.
Your major?
Mass communications.
Oh, that makes sense.
What was yours?
Broadcast journalism.
Ooh.
University of Missouri School of Journalism.
You've done all right with that degree.
I'm waiting for them to put me on like a pamphlet or something like that. You
You're
know?
Not nearly high enough.
What
of,
do you mean?
Of Missouri alums? You're probably not in the top 50 in that journalism department.
Okay, so let's preface it. Young alums, like under 30. Under 30.
You think you deserve to be on that list?
Heck yeah.
How many people you think under 30 at Mizzou journalism are doing better than you?
I mean, come on, big dog.
I just want to know what you think. I mean, come like on. Somebody that went to Mizzou like works at ESPN right now.
Yeah, I mean, a PA.
But yeah, I just was asking. I don't know.
There's
I didn't
couple,
go to school
There's
there.
A couple people in politics that are, I mean, like,
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm not saying of the whole university. I'm saying just in the communication, the journalism school, one of the tough journalism schools. Because yeah. I honestly know more about Syracuse journalism because I know so many people that went there. If you went to Syracuse, you would be in the top 100 people
now. No. It makes sense though. You know, they roll back their DEI stuff. So maybe I just,
that's what it is. That's what it is. You gotta start a hunger strike. That's what you need to do.
Oh, come on, dog. Yeah,
you gotta start
come
a hunger strike. You do that. You'll shoot up the come rankings on, there at Mizzou. Man. Come on, man. Stop eating for about 2 weeks. If you stop doing that, you'll be number one on their list. Good Morning America. Let's stop calling. Come meet the young African American standing up for what he believes in. I can even give you a whole little news broadcast here on what they would say about you, Aaron Ladd. You're not, that's the problem. You're not willing to sacrifice to do the little things to be on top.
Can we talk about Eli Drinkwitz's team? Do you have time for that?
Yeah, we can do that coming up on the other side. I'm very happy to talk a little college football with you. Very excited to get your opinions. You went to the game, the one Missouri game you're going to go to this year. You went to go watch them play Murray State. That game was over after 5 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Let me ask you a toss-up question, Aaron Ladd. Who wins a Super Bowl first? Lamar Jackson? Joe Burrow? Josh Allen? CJ Stroud? The under 30 crew.
Take Josh Allen out of it. You know how I feel about Buffalo. So that's the easy one. You know, multiple choice. You always want to just eliminate one right off the top.
What's your favorite wing sauce?
Lemon pepper wet.
Okay.
Oh, Buffalo. I see what you did there.
Yeah, see? I got to open your third eye right there.
It's either Lamar or Stroud for me. Stroud because of the age. It's just a limited sample size. I hate to just buy in and stock off just 1 year.
Hold on, really quick. I like CJ Stroud too. We were just having this conversation with Barber when he was here. The only reason we're doing this with CJ Stroud right now is we've never seen him fail. I've seen Josh Allen fail. I've seen Lamar fail. I've seen Burrow fail before. Stroud, it's just new. Stroud is still in the early part of the relationship. You haven't had a fight yet. Yeah. You haven't had a fight yet. It's always great when you guys haven't fought yet. You might not fight for a week. You might not fight for 2 months. Eventually, you and that girl are going to fight, and you got to make a determination at that point if you want to keep going.
Hey, but when y'all, you know, do the do after the
pick
fight.
Pick your team.
Though.
Pick your team. I don't even know why I interrupted you.
You know, that makeup. That makeup sex after the fight,
you.
Though.
I led you into this.
That makes it all worth it.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's my fault. Coach, I got to tap my own chest. Rob, that's on me, man. My bad, big dog.
Lamar Jackson, man. He's a 2-time MVP. The only reason Lamar doesn't have a title, I could argue, is because of 15.
Last year, 15 did not stop him from getting a championship. He stopped himself last year. I love Patrick Mahomes.
Jerry Sneed.
Patrick Mahomes was not the reason they won that game last year. Their defense and not running the football is the reason they.
I hear you.
Let me ask you this about Lamar. Because this question right here.
How old is Lamar Jackson?
27, I think, now at this point.
Okay, yeah, I got to go with Lamar.
Okay, let me ask you this question right now. Let's say it is 28-24. Let's say it is 2:15 left in the game. And the Ravens have 2 timeouts. So they have the 2-minute warning plus 2.
They're down. They're trailing.
They're down.
Okay.
Do they win?
You're talking about this Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday.
We haven't really seen that. He is lacking that. I see what you're trying to poke at.
Because the only reason I'm saying this because
we haven't really seen him do that part of it.
Text line can hate on Joe Burrow. Can hate on Burrow.
He's done it.
If Burrow has the ball 28-24 next Sunday with two timeouts and the two-minute warning left, y'all worried. Because he got Ja'Marr Chase cooking on the outside. He got T. Higgins cooking on the outside. I would be a little concerned. I don't know how many Chiefs fans are worried 28-24 that Lamar is about to take you the length of the field and score a touchdown in that scenario. Rob, where are you at?
I mean, I don't think Lamar can do that.
They score?
I don't think they score. I think Burrow and Allen score. I don't know Lamar scores.
Also, which version of the Chiefs defense are you getting?
You think Herbert scores in that scenario?
God, come on, bro. You can't even help
yourself. Before the two-minute warning, Herbert just throws one deep.
What's your phone screen wallpaper right now? Joe Alt?
That was good. I give you that. Sometimes you catch me off guard. That was good. Joe Alt. Having a Joe Alt background is nuts.
Sick.
Is nuts.
You know there's some draft guy out there who got Joe Alt as his background.
I'm not sure if his dad John has him as a background. I got a Joe Alt background. It's crazy to me.
Who are you picking out of those four?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I think Burrow is the second best quarterback in the league when he's healthy. Now, the when he's healthy is a big part. And if you're telling me you take Josh Allen.
And it's just the clutch gene that you're missing from Lamar? Because, like, the questions around him originally were, can he win a playoff game? Did that. Can he be a pocket passer? Did that.
You know who I
can
think
can he be a more
Lamar
efficient
Jackson
runner?
Is.
He did that. Can he protect himself? He did that. Can he finish? Like, Lamar has proven time and time again that he can answer to some of these critics. The only thing that's really stopping him now, at 27, by the way, is a team that's going for their third straight Lombardi trophy.
You want me to tell you who I think he is? I think he's James Harden. I think he's James Harden. Regular season James Harden in February? Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
James Harden is about to come to your town. He about to throw an endless amount of money at the strip club. He about to give your basketball team 60 points, and y'all are about to lose. You fast forward to May, and James Harden is about to shoot 9-for-31 from the field. He's going to have 8 turnovers. It's bad. I think that's who Josh or Lamar Jackson has been. Lamar Jackson's been bad in the postseason. There's really no other way to defend it at this point.
Well, the same way that you said Pat didn't beat him, did he lose that game for Baltimore last year?
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't think that Lamar did enough to try to help them win. And this has been my criticism of Lamar this whole time. I think sometimes that these young quarterbacks, they hear, oh, well, people don't think you can be a pocket passer. Let's go show them you can be one. Lamar, you are the greatest mobile quarterback in the history of the league. Man, you got to take off in that scenario. You're not beating Kansas City in the postseason with Lamar Jackson throwing it 35 times. You beat Kansas City in the postseason by Lamar throwing it 22 times and running it 11 times and having 100 yards. He seemed very apprehensive in just taking off and just dominating the game with his legs, where Mahomes, and I understand he is an alien in this, Mahomes is going to do whatever it takes for me to win this game. If that means I got to throw it 40 times, if I got to run for 95 yards, whatever you tell me I need to do to win, I will figure out the formula to go win. I don't get that feeling from Lamar. I get that from Burrow. Burrow, I've seen Burrow with a makeshift offensive line, an offensive line that wouldn't start at Bishop Miege, keeps getting hit, knocked down. I'm going to figure out a way to give ourselves a chance to win this with 4 minutes left in the game. Have you seen that from Lamar?
When you talk about Pat and Joe Burrow doing that, I think part of that comes from the coach's ability to just say, you know what, I trust you in this moment. Go win us the game. I don't know if the Ravens do that with Lamar enough. To me, the reason they lost the game last year was coaching more so than it was quarterback play. I thought they abandoned the run way too early for a team that was dominant running the ball during the regular season. And Lamar was almost, to your point, forced to kind of be this pocket passer. To me, it was almost like they didn't trust their best player to make plays in the biggest moments. And even so, that we're discounting the L'Jarius Sneed play and the impact that had on it. That was a touchdown, essentially, Dot. That would have made it a 17-17 game in the fourth quarter to start off the fourth quarter. Who knows what happens from there? I'm not saying that the Ravens win. But I do push back a little bit in saying that because Lamar hasn't done it yet, he cannot do it. He's 27. He still has time.
That's 100% fair, and we looked it up. I mean, Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl in his 10th season. Like, he was 30 years old when he won his first Super Bowl. So it does take a little bit of time. The Ravens, of all the teams last year that should be kicking themselves, the Ravens should be kicking themselves the most. The Ravens should have won the Super Bowl last year.
It was a home game, brother.
The Ravens ran the ball three times with Gus Edwards, three times with Justice Hill. Three times. Like, you're the Baltimore Ravens.
That's Madden
ball. Run the football. Like, you would have never told me going into the AFC Championship game that the Chiefs would have ran the ball twice as many times as the Baltimore Ravens. That's how they won the ball. They didn't turn the ball over. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They controlled time of possession. And they out-Ravens the Ravens.
That place was rocking, too. Let me tell you, they brought everybody who had any association out with Baltimore.
You be throwing a lot of, hey, earlier I talked to Nick Bolton. I was at the AFC Championship game, bro. You be doing that a lot,
well,
man.
Is it because is this your influence and the text line? Y'all be talking a little spicy, like, oh, somebody tweeted me once. You know, that's why they cut your segment short on the drive, because you don't like to work that hard. It's like, bro, all the biggest NFL games in this city over the past 3 years, who was there?
Haley Lewis.
Okay.
That is our guy, Aaron Ladd, joining us on the show today.
Can we talk college football? No college football?
Time's over. We ran out of time. We'll do it next week. We'll do it next week. Oh, I don't know what to tell you. We ran out of time. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the Royals. Can they get back to winning baseball games? Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.